Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
President Hichilema urges ECZ to safeguard credible elections. Political parties taught to prioritize merit over popularity in candidate adoption. And former Nigerian minister sentenced to 75 years in rare corruption. A verdict. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Christabel Kamano. President Hichilema has assured the nation of government's commitment to ensuring a calm and stable election environment. Mr. Hichilema says elections should never be turned into violent competitions where people attack one another or use weapons, but must instead be conducted in a lawful and peaceful manner consistent with democratic principles. Speaking during the swearing-in ceremony of Major General Vincent Mukanda as Electoral Commission of Zambia, Vice Chairperson, and Zavianji Sinkala as ECZ Commissioner at State House today, Mr. Hichilema said the country expects elections to be free, fair, and peaceful, further stating that law and order are important in creating the right democratic environment. Elections should not become a competition of who injures more people or who sharpens more pangas and who attacks others, said Mr. Hichilema. The president further urged the commission to work closely with government and other stakeholders to deliver credible elections for the people of Zambia. He noted that the country's recent economic gains, including progress in debt restructuring, would not have been achieved in an environment characterized by violence and instability.
Law and order is the right environment within a democratic dispensation. So we expect that you, under the leadership of the chair and the management, chief electoral officer, you will work with the government for the people of Zambia to deliver free, fair, credible, peaceful elections.
The Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association, ZANAMAKA, has expressed sadness with the gutting of four shops, including three makeshift restaurants, electronics at New Soweto Market in Lusaka in the early hours of today. ZANAMAKA President Mupila Kamea has described the recent incident as unfortunate and a huge loss for small-scale business owners who struggle to raise capital to establish their businesses. Speaking to RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Kamea has since reminded government to engage state non-engagement of state actors representing marketeers to monitor market activities in markets beyond council authorities' working hours in order to help prevent disasters such as fire. It is very important to work with non-state actors to reduce such calamities, said Mr. Kamea. He added that councils and non-state actors must work together to ensure there is leadership on the ground 24 hours a day to respond to emergencies and safeguard traders' businesses.
We wish to lament more and more on the, you know, the gutting fires. I mean, the markets across the country. In the case of the New Soweto Market, which just recently gutted again and again, I think this is a very sad situation for our people, our traders who are struggling just to raise their capital and, you know, start their business. I mean, it's quite a very huge loss, and I think it's something that wouldn't like to continue repeating it.
Political activist Rudolf Mwanza has urged political parties to avoid protecting and performing members of parliament and councillors through automatic readoption ahead of the forthcoming general elections. Mr. Mwanza said political parties should base adoptions on performance, discipline, hard work, and a candidate's connection with grassroots communities in the areas they intend to represent. He said that Zambians have become more enlightened and will vote for candidates with a proven track record of service delivery and community engagement. As the nation gets closer to the general elections, it is important that political parties begin placing more emphasis on merit, hard work, discipline, and commitment to the people when adopting candidates for public office instead of depending mainly on popularity or campaign excitement, said Mr. Monza. Mr. Monza cited the case of Kwacha Member of Parliament Charles Mulenga, where some constituents reportedly claimed in the presence of the head of state that they did not know their own lawmaker, saying the incident should serve as a lesson to both political parties and aspiring leaders. He further observed that Zambians are becoming more aware and vocal about the kind of leadership they want from elected officials. Mr. Monza has since reminded individuals seeking positions such as members of parliament, mayor or councillor that citizens now expect leaders who are visible, approachable and actively involved in addressing challenges affecting their communities.
Political parties must also avoid protecting underperforming leaders simply because they are popular or politically connected. Popularity alone cannot replace service delivery, consistency, and genuine engagement with the people. Last year, that should serve as a lesson to both political parties and aspiring leaders.
A government has intensified foot and mouth disease control measures in Western Province following the outbreak recently confirmed in parts of the region. Minister of Fisheries and Livestock Permanent Secretary Max Chombe says government has so far dispatched 180,000 doses of the foot and mouth disease vaccine to affected and high-risk districts in order to contain the disease and prevent further spread. Speaking during an inspection of ongoing vaccination programs in Senanga District, Dr. Chombe said government through the Department of Veterinary Services initially released 35,000 doses immediately after the outbreak was detected and later procured an additional 140,000 doses as part of emergency response measures. Dr. Chombe explained that the vaccinations are aimed at creating a disease control buffer in affected districts and surrounding areas to stop the disease from spreading to other provinces. He disclosed that vaccination programs are currently underway in Senanga, Sioma, Mwandi, Malobezi and other surrounding districts as part of the disease containment efforts. This is contained in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today by Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock Principal Public Relations Officer Benny Munyama. In Africa News, a former Nigerian power minister, Saleh Mohmand, has been sentenced to 75 years in prison for laundering 33.8 billion naira, a rare conviction against corrupt officials in the West African nation. Last week, Mohmand was found guilty of 12 counts, including using private firms to funnel money linked to government-funded power plants. The 68-year-old was sentenced in absentia on Wednesday, according to the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission. Mohmand has been out of circulation and without trace since his conviction. Coming up shortly, rescuers pulled dead from rubble of Kiev floods after massive Russian strikes. This and more, stay tuned.
Malaria is the leading cause of illness and death in Zambia, especially among children under 5. However, malaria is preventable with measures to avoid mosquito bites, such as the use of insecticide-treated nets, indoor residual house spraying, intermittent preventive treatment, and environmental management.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. At least 7 people have been killed, including a 12-year-old girl in Kiev, after Russia launched a massive wave of drone and missile attack on the Ukrainian capital and other regions, officials have said.